land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Monday, October 21st, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Thursday night was the Al Smith dinner in New York City. The Cardinal of the Catholic Church is the main host of the event. The years that they have this dinner, and it's set up to be a charity fundraising event, very expensive, high price ticket. I believe it's $1,000 or $2,000 a plate. The who's who of everybody is usually there. Michael Bloomberg, of course, others were there. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his wife, many celebrities. All the who's who of the political world. Chuck Schumer, the U.S. Senator from New York, was there. In election years, when they host the dinner, they always have the presidential candidates from the Democrat-Republican Party come and speak. And it's supposed to be kind of like self-deprecating humor about yourself without really a lot of attacks on your opponent, lighthearted, fun evening, kind of to see how funny, basically, you could be. Well, Donald Trump showed up, but Kamala Harris chose not to attend the event. And Trump said in his remarks that it was very disrespectful to the Catholic Church, to this charity that they were raising money for her not to attend. He said, obviously, this isn't her crowd. And then sarcastically, he made a joke that Harris wasn't at the dinner in New York City because she was, quote, in Michigan, receiving communion from Gretchen Whitmer, quote, end quote. Which was a reference to the social media posts in which Governor Whitmer fed a left-leaning progressive social media influencer a Dorito chip on the tongue, mocking the Catholic ceremonial process that happens in Mass when Catholics take communion. Representing, of course, the bread of life of Jesus. In the process, the viral video offended many Catholics. Governor Gretchen Whitmer did not apologize for the act of mocking communion in the video, but instead apologize to people if they mistook the video and was offended by it. What? Apologizing if we were offended by the act. Of course we were offended. Any Christian, any Catholic especially, who participates in communion on a regular basis would be offended. Well, she didn't apologize for doing the video. She apologized if you got offended by it. Well, Donald Trump took the opportunity at the Al Smith dinner to basically attack Harris, again, mentioning she was in Michigan receiving communion from Gretchen Whitmer. Other comments were made, but why is this happening in this election? Why is Michigan so much in the focus? We have that story. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Smith & Up Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith & Call 231-838-5571.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Same state, same day. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump both were in Michigan on Friday. Both the Democratic and Republican presidential candidates were in Michigan, rounding up votes just 18 days before Election Day in a historic coincidence that speaks to the Great Lakes state's significance on the Electoral College map. Donald Trump was in Detroit, walking back prior comparisons of the Motor City to a developing nation. Of course, that's what MERS News Service and the media want to talk about, his comments at a previous rally here in Michigan. Democrat Kamala Harris, meanwhile, made three campaign stops, stressing in each instance the importance of jobs for the middle class. The ironic thing about that message under the Biden-Harris administration's policies, jobs for the middle class have declined. Hourly wages have declined. But yet, if she gets elected president, she's going to fix all that. Right. Okay, got it. The visits come nearly as every poll shows a presidential race in Michigan that's within the margin of error. And also, the election is coming down to about eight states where the Electoral College votes will decide the outcome of the election. The ad tracking service Ad Impact has Harris, Trump, and their respective supporters spending or reserving a combined $250 million on broadcast and digital ads in Michigan alone since the general election started after the national conventions. Harris and her allies have spent $144 million, while Trump and company have spent $95.7 million, with more to be spent before the election on November 5th. Again, Trump making the comments at the Al Smith dinner in New York City on Thursday, also wondering why she wouldn't attend the event. The next day, Friday, interesting story sent to me by Pastor Ralph Rebant. I ran into him in Traverse City over the weekend on Saturday, and he said, "This is very interesting text message I got. The story's been confirmed by a couple of different sources." While at the Kamala Harris rally in Detroit, the same time Donald Trump was in Detroit, just at a different location, someone shouted out at Kamala Harris's rally, "Jesus is Lord." Kamala Harris heard the outbreak of what they said. She stopped, interrupted her speech, looked at him, and said, "Oh, I think you're at the wrong rally. I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street," end quote. That was her response to when the person shouted, "Jesus is Lord." Person sending out this message said that the Make America Great Again is the party of Jesus. Kamala is the party of the devil. This person isolated two videos. One was on Rumble. The other one was on MJ Truth Ultra on a Twitter X account, where they actually have the entire thing videotaped, recorded. If you'd like me to send you this text message with these two video links, just text me Jesus. Because this is what basically the person said at her rally. "Jesus is Lord." This was her response. "I think you're at the wrong rally. I think you meant to go to the smaller one down the street," end quote, said Kamala Harris. Well, one of the things that we're looking at here, folks, is 8 battleground states, but 3 of them specifically. Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. 3 states that if they flip from 2020, who went for Biden, and they go for Trump, basically Donald Trump wins the White House. There's a map that has come out by Real Clear Politics. Who is Real Clear Politics? It's an organization that tracks the polls. They look at every single poll out there on planet Earth. Quinnipiac University, NBC, ABC, CBS, Wall Street Journal, 538. Every single potential poll out there, they monitor and track. Rasmussen, the list goes on and on. I believe it's 27, 28 different polls that they track. If most likely voters, people that are deemed identified to be most likely to vote, if in fact they do get out and vote, they have put together an Electoral College map. In the Electoral College map, they show the number of electors to the Electoral College. They also show the outcomes of what they are seeing in these polls as an average. I talked about this last week when I saw this, I believe, on Friday's show. Electoral College is 538 electors. The majority to win the White House, you have to get to 270 to 268. You add those together, they total 538. Now, based on the averages Real Clear Politics has put out of all these different polls of most likely voters, they have Donald Trump winning the election. 312 to 226. Now, if you take the number 270, which is the number to win, Kamala Harris at 226. If you look at the difference between those numbers, it is 44. She's 44 Electoral College votes short to be able to get to 270 because she's at 226. Ironically, when you click on the map, you enlarge it and you look at Pennsylvania having 19 electors, Michigan having 15, you add those two together, it's 34, Wisconsin has 10. That totals 44. Forget about the other 5 swing battleground states. But if Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where Donald Trump is polling ahead of Harris right now, she can't win the White House. That's why they're in Michigan. That's why they're spending so much money on broadcasts and digital ads. That's why they're coming back to Michigan. For the events, it was very interesting. Surrogates for the campaigns. Harris had former President Barack Obama, U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren. Donald Trump had Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. Crisscrossing all over the state, acting as if Michigan was actually Iowa before the caucuses they have early in the year during the presidential primaries. Expectation is that Trump and Harris are not done campaigning in Michigan. Although, according to a certain political consultant, the former disgraced drain commissioner from Sheboygan, who I will never mention his name on this microphone, said if Trump wants to win Michigan, He should be doing more rallies in Monroe, Taylor, Saginaw, Marquette, and other areas that could bring out Republican-leaning voters. He also said he expects Trump and Harris to make airport fly-in stops. This person said he believes Michigan is a deke for Trump because he said he's not seeing much of a ground game from the Republicans. I don't think Trump is seriously playing here. However, I think he is doing visits to get Harris to divert her time and resources here in Michigan. That's what happened for Bush back in 2004. Kerry had to spend time and money in Michigan and not in Ohio. And actually that year, Ohio decided the outcome. Okay, first of all, I totally disagree with this quote-unquote political consultant. And for the life of me, I don't understand why MERS News Service constantly talks or interviews him for their news articles. First of all, there is a ground game. And the ground game is the county parties. Signs are being distributed throughout Michigan through the county Republican parties. Also, surrogates, J.D. Vance, Mike Johnson, and others are coming and working the state. Now, the interesting thing, Harris did not spend her entire day on Friday in Michigan. While at a Union Hall event in Lansing, Harris spoke against Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, not talking about Trump. One of the things that she brought up at this particular event was that J.D. Vance calling a $500 million federal grant designed to convert the General Motors plant on Grand River in Lansing table scraps. Donald Trump's running mate recently suggested that if they win, that they would threaten the Grand River assembly plant right here in Michigan. The same plant that, with your help, our administration protected earlier this year. Here's the problem. They want to convert the General Motors Lansing Grand River factory plant into making electric vehicles. Electric vehicles that nobody's buying. That if they convert, spend that much money, $500 million in a federal grant, here's the money, it's for free, here you go. They convert it to an EV plant, guess what? It's going to be very short-lived. Because nobody's purchasing the vehicles, the electric vehicles. And very soon, the plant then would have to be shut down and retooled back to combustion engines. It's short-sighted, short-lived, but catering to their mandate. I don't know if Harris knows it or not, but Michigan, especially northern Michigan, are not buying electric vehicles. There's only two groups of people I know that are buying them. People that live in cities, Traverse City, perhaps Petoskey, Gaylord, very short trips, are buying the electric vehicles if you're very wealthy. I know a couple.